The Warriors will face the Charlotte Hornets on Wednesday night in the fifth of the six games on this current road trip. And it's coming on the heels of a wild game in New Orleans on Monday night, where the Warriors were down 21 at one point, and another solid third quarter helped them get back into the game and pull away for the 125-115 win. A lot to digest in the postgame as we hear from Coach Kerr.
It was a gutty win. It was a chaotic win. It was a bizarre game. But I was proud of the guys' fight in the second half, the way they responded after a very poor first half. We didn't play a very clean second half, but we played with some fight and competitiveness, and that's what got us over the hump.
It's very early, but what's the concern level with Steph? Looked like he rolled that ankle pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess he's getting checked out right now, so I'm not sure.
How's Patrick doing?
Raymond will have an update on Patrick as well. We'll see. I mean, obviously we didn't send him back in the game. He got hit pretty hard at the top of the head. So we'll be very cautious, but we'll give you an update when we have one.
You got Draymond with the T, Kevin with two T's, and another ejection. Three straight games you guys have had an ejection. Is the complaining and some of the extracurriculars getting too much?
Yeah, absolutely too much. We're not composed out there. We're a championship team, you know. We got to be poised, and we got to execute out there. We're getting way too emotional. Myself included, you know, I've got to do a better job of that too. But we've got to show some poise when things aren't going our way and stop worrying about everything else and just worry about the game.
Did you say anything in the pregame? Will you now make that a point? Or like,
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything pregame. Maybe I should have, but yeah, well, we're going to definitely talk about it the next couple of days.
Why do you think that's been an issue? Is there anything specific that you can pinpoint? Or?
Not really.
As far as just the ability to come back again, what were some of the issues you guys were able to overcome from the first half?
Turnovers, 10 turnovers in the first half, poor defense. You know, just at some point, you know, you have to turn up the competitive level, which we did in the second half. But in the first half, we were on our heels. And, you know, back-to-back, flying in from Miami last night, the whole deal. We looked like a tired team in the first half. So fortunately, it's a long game, and there was plenty of time to get back in it, and we did that quickly in the third quarter.
We also heard from David West afterward.
Just we didn't close that second quarter well, and you know, they're a dangerous team at home. They got guys that it's a pro team down there, confident, and we just didn't do what we needed to do to close the first half well. I just thought we had a little bit more focus. We took care of the basketball and got the game more under control in our pace.
Someone who's been in the league a long time, do you think the jawing with the refs and with the opponent is getting a little bit too much at this point? Steve said he feels like it might be getting a little bit out of hand.
I mean, we don't start it. You know, usually it's the other teams. We know we're going to get everybody's best shot. But, you know, there are times where you're only going to take so much. A guy, you know, jaw-jacking at you, saying this and saying that. I don't think it's us who's really starting. We play with a lot of emotion. We got guys who play with their emotions on their sleeve, but fought with the right intent to play the game the right way. But guys are going to, you know, stand their ground and respond.
Okay, I mean, do you find it pretty necessary for the guys to stand up for themselves when those things happen? Like, where's the line with that versus?
You know, obviously, man, like I said, obviously, man, you know, grown men and you know, if something happens over the course of the game, I mean, emotions are high, and we know everybody wants to beat us. You know, everybody's giving us their best shot. You know, we're just trying to make sure we maintain our cool. I thought we did a good job of that tonight. You know, but again, things get heated, things get tested.
Rhythm with that second unit. It seems like that second unit to start the second and fourth has been playing better lately.
I mean, yeah, you know, we know who we are. You know, just moving the basketball, you know, really trying to, you know, change course in terms of just, you know, whatever the flow of the game is. We try to figure out what's necessary to get the game back in our favor.
And after Wednesday's game in Charlotte against the Hornets, the Warriors will finish this road trip on Friday night in Detroit while facing the Pistons. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.